Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back. We are waiting for Doug Peterson to call in. His call is sponsored by the Pennsylvania Lottery. Play Pennsylvania Lottery games online for cash prizes at PALottery.com and get $500 first-time deposit bonus. Players must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. I was just asking Josie. Josie, when you're a play, when you're a participant in a sports event and a national controversy erupts, how aware are you of it? Especially in a social media age like today, do you think Doug Peterson understands he's the topic of every sports show in America?
Without
today?
A doubt, there's nowhere to hide from it anymore.
So, do you start to second guess yourself?
I think you revisit every move that you make.
You do,
and I think he's wondering about a few things that happened last night. No doubt.
But that plan to use Sudfeld in that spot had already been preordained. They had figured that out ahead of time, right? All right, I think we are about to get him on right now. Ladies and gentlemen, the man the whole country is talking about, Eagles head coach Doug Peterson. Hi, Doug.
Angelo, good morning.
Wow. Doug, you are the talk of America today. You know that?
Well, I guess if they're not talking about you, you need to be concerned.
I guess that's one way to look at it. How aware are you of the angry national reaction to your decision in a close game to bench Jalen Hurts last night, Doug?
It appears that probably to the public eye that I benched Jalen Hurts. I had a plan all week that my plan was to go into this football game to win, number one, to win the football game, bottom line, hands down, win the football game. But also, we had a number of young players that were playing in this football game, and I wanted to see these guys. And Nate, having been here since 2017, the opportunity to play, and so I felt at that time to give him the opportunity to play.
Doug, was winning the game last night as big a priority to you as the first 15 games?
Every game has priority to win. This is the thing, Angelo, that I think when you look at our season, this one game did not make or break our season. We failed. I mean, we failed miserably. I mean, I'll be the first one to admit that. And I've got to look at myself. I got to start with myself and self-evaluate. And obviously as a coach and leader of this team to see how we need to improve and where we need to improve and then head in that direction. So this did not come down to one football game. I mean, you talk about a playoff game. Our last month and a half of the season, they were all playoff games, and we failed. And we failed to get into the postseason, and that's our goal every year. One, to win the NFC East. Two, to get into the postseason, and obviously play and compete for a championship.
But do you understand that there is a perception, Doug, that last night, because you had this preordained plan to use Sudfeld in the fourth quarter the way you did, that you had made it more difficult for you to win that game and that it was going to have a major bearing on other teams' fate in the playoffs? Did that come into play at all with you when you were thinking about what to do with Nate last night?
But, Angelo, did you guys watch the game?
We
struggled miserably there in the third quarter to score.
Right.
And we had opportunities to score. And I've got to do I've got to do what I feel is in the best interest of the Philadelphia Eagles and the team to help us win the football game. So you're not going to don't sit here and pin this on Nate Sudfeld or the decision to put him in the football game. Nate's been here. Nate's an NFL quarterback, and he's a good quarterback, and he's done some great things for us. He was our backup in the Super Bowl, for goodness sakes. And so I just don't, perception. I don't get into perception a whole lot. I think it's who you are as a person, who you are individually, what you believe in, your own convictions. You know, perception is for talk radio and the media to speculate on.
Hey, Doug, does it have any bearing at all that you were in Nate's spot in your own career? You were off in a backup hoping to get some playing time, and you had a special sensitivity to it with him last night?
I will admit that I was a backup, but I was never in that situation, whether I was in Green Bay or here in Philadelphia. I was never in that situation like that, because I was always behind great quarterbacks, Dan Marino in Miami, Brett Favre in Green Bay, and then eventually Donovan McNabb here. So it's a different situation.
Hey, Doug, there were reports this week. A lot of people reacted positively to this, that you were definitely coming back. Did you ever have any doubt that you would be back next season?
I didn't have any doubt. I'm not, and Angela, hopefully you know me well enough to know that I don't like to boast, about my track record, about things I've accomplished. It's sort of a what have you done for me lately league. But yet the things that we've done here, in the 5 years that I've been here, obviously the Super Bowl was the pinnacle of everything. And I didn't have any doubt whatsoever. We were in a difficult year with the amount of injuries that began to pile up here at the end of the season. We had some players, some starters go down because of the COVID and the pandemic and some of the things there. So I never doubted for a second that I would not be back.
All right, I gotta bring up the injury thing, and I know I've done that a lot. You had like 30 players
yeah.
players not available, Doc. This is three terrible years of injuries. What happens? Is there a plan now to look at that and fix it? Because it's more than the other teams are having.
Yeah, there's some teams that have had, that have had a lot of injuries, and it's affected them as well. These are all the things that we now have to really evaluate and from medical staff to training staff to even coaching and practicing. And these are all things that have to weigh into. And then the players themselves, have to look at themselves and say, am I doing enough to take care of my body, right, during the course of the regular season? Because it is a grind. It is a physical sport. But I'll say this too. We also have a lot of players that are still playing that play hurt and play beat up and banged up, and none probably bigger than our center Kelsey, but he doesn't miss a beat, and that's the part that sometimes players have to understand. They got to play through a little bit of injury. Now if it's going to harm them more, we're not going to put them out there. That's not the case, but they also have to know that, hey, they can work through some things, and it's all things that we're going to take a look at now here in the offseason.
Hey, Doug, did Jim Schwartz's decision to leave and possibly retire come as a surprise to you?
A little bit, because I know, he and I will speak this week and have a chance to kind of sit down and talk. But I kind of have a feeling where he is what he wants to do, I think, in the future, and take some time away from the game. This game is hard on players. It's hard on coaches as well. And he and I will have an opportunity to visit and talk about that. But I can't say enough about what Jim, has done for me as a former head coach, his leadership there, obviously helping us win a championship in 17. And then having his defenses just, even last night was another example of keeping us in in that game last night to possibly win it. So, a lot of respect and a lot of admiration for Jim Schwartz.
Will you have input into who replaces him, Doug?
Of course.
Okay, good. I'm curious about exactly what's going on right now with their quarterback situation. I know you got a long off season. Right now, are you envisioning a competition for the starting job at training camp?
Right now, I just can't wait to get off this phone call.
Oh, I'm sure of that.
No, no,
no. That I love that's, honesty. Hey, I agree with you.
That's a given. You know, and honestly, Angelo, again, I think you know me enough to know that I'm not in a position to say or do that right now. We've got a lot of things we got to evaluate. Obviously, moving forward, I know this, that I still have a lot of confidence and trust and faith in Carson Wentz, and he and I. We're gonna get things fixed, and that's what I'll say.
Last thing, Doug, in good times and bad, you have connected well with the fans. What do you want to say to them after 4-11-1?
Not good enough. Not good enough by me. Not good enough by our players, our team, and obviously the fans and our community deserve better. They deserve a team that's fighting and competing for the NFC East every year, competing, you know, for championships every year. That was my that's been my goal. That's the reason I was hired here in 16, and we weren't good enough. And I go into this offseason one, excited for the future, excited for where we can go, excited for the organization and getting things. You know, this is, as they say, this is why they pay you the big bucks, right? To make tough decisions, to make changes, to move forward. And this is what I'm excited to do. And to the fans, that's what I'm going to do. And we're going to be back. We're going to be back next season, ready to go.
Doug, I appreciate your candor throughout the year. I wish you a great off season. Looking forward to talking to you in a much better season next year.
Yes, sir. I do appreciate it, Angelo. Thanks for everything, and Happy New Year to everybody, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Doug. Appreciate it. Most honest thing you said is you can wait for this call, Al.
Because
I understand it. I had to ask, Al. Yeah. I spent 7 of the 10 minutes on the issue of what happened last night.
Yeah.
Do you feel any closure that he did the right thing?
No, I don't feel any closure on the quarterback
either. There's a lot there.
I don't either.
There's a lot there.
Yeah.
There was a lot there.
Right,
you started asking him about the benching of Hurts, and
yeah.
He made it clear that it wasn't a benching. And then when the topic came up again, he said, "Did you watch the third quarter?
Yeah,
we weren't playing well. So was it a benching? Was Hurt? Was he saying that?"
Well,
Hurt,
when he said, "Did you see the third quarter?" he basically was saying, "I did it," but he had already said
that it wasn't.
It was a plan before the game to use Sudfeld. Mm. As if the performance of Hurts in that game was not going to have any bearing on who played the fourth quarter.
Well, right. I know, he knows that Hurts is no Favre.
Well, that's the other thing, right?
Yes.
He said he was never in the same situation because he played behind franchise quarterbacks.
I know, I heard him say that. I was like, ooh.
Well, Sudfeld's been behind Wentz for all these years.
Oh,
he's behind Hurts
right
for the game last
that.
Night. So he is right.
No Favre.
Well, he made that clear. I mean, that really stood
out. What's your take? There was a lot to like. You had to go between some lines there. What did you get out of that?
I did not buy there's a number of young players. And Jonesy, you know this. There's all players on a hockey team. There's all players on a football team. The goalie and the quarterback are two entirely different positions.
Yeah, right.
They're not willy-nilly, let's throw this guy in. You know, let's do that. I didn't buy it at all. I found it odd. Nate's been here since 2017, and he was our backup in the Super Bowl. Well, you had to have one.
Yeah. He was actually a third stringer.
He was your third stringer.
You had lost Carson.
But I found it interesting. His comments about Schwartz seemed sincere.
Yeah.
So
did, right. But the one that got me the most is a tribute to Kelce. Because Kelce is the guy been playing all day. Joe, play it again for just so you understand that Kelce is the last guy on earth who would have been on board with putting in your third string quarterback in a winnable game.
Yeah.
And here's what he said 2 weeks ago.
Nothing takes precedence over trying to win a football game. I don't care who you're trying to evaluate. I don't care if you've lost every game. You're 0-15 and it's the last one you got. Everything is about winning in this league. The moment a team feels like you as an organization aren't doing your job for me to go out there and win, all of a sudden, you don't care about me or this team. You care about the future. You care about this. That's not what the focus is here. That's not what the focus is in any winning organization's team.
I'd like to hear the conversation between Doug and Jason
Kelce. And you know what? The conversation, if I imagine it as my opinion is that Doug just tells him that was an organization decision, not mine.
Did you notice the other thing he said about Kelce, right? Yep. He praised him for playing hurt
That's
all
it,
year.
The playing yeah. hurt.
Yes, so the other players, there's other players that he put in question there. Wow. About
guys
how,
have to learn yeah. to play through things. Yeah.
I got to pay closer attention. I miss some of that stuff. 215.
It's all right, we're cutting it all up.
592-9494. All right, you heard him. I did my best to grill him. He's a very nice man, Al.
Yeah.
And he does give you, I think, fairly honest answers. What did you think of what you just heard? Does this make it any easier for you? 215-592-9494. Your calls when we return. WIP Sports Time, 915.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.